Attention investors, respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
Come fly with me, let's
You are listening to an encore presentation of Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
If you can use
one of the more exciting and at the same time serene areas in Europe, because in one moment you can be in the heart of hustle and bustle of a thriving city that has so much going on, including, where my husband is concerned, the most important thing that goes on in the world, and that's BMW Welt. BMW's wonderful museum interactive attraction that is in Munich. And if you're into cars, you're going to love this place. And if you're into BMWs, you're going to think he died and went to BMW heaven. But in any event, at one hand, you have the wonderful, thriving city of Munich. And then on the other hand, you have darling towns and villages and mountains and lakes and resorts and fresh air and just an incredibly beautiful region in Europe, in Germany, and we're going to be talking about that this hour, and then in the next hour going off to explore even more that will connect all the dots for you. If you missed any part of today's show, you've missed Damian Reardon, the general manager of the Ritz-Carlton in Sarasota, Florida, an old friend since his association with hotels in Ireland, where I met him, and have now followed his path to Sarasota, Florida. So you'll find that both archived and podcast at sabrams, sabrams.com, and the interactive side of our website, travelers411.com. So if you miss anything, if you're driving and listening, don't worry about writing down anything. We've got it all captured at sabrams.com and travelers411.com, including links to the relevant websites associated with all of our guests. And I don't want you running off the road trying to write down something. So it's all there waiting for you, sabrams.com. By the way, if you lose me, if you're listening for the first time and say, what was that lady's name? You can always go do a Google search and put in radio show travel expert. And we have a rather prominent placement there that we've earned from all of you going so often to visit our family of award-winning website brands. And so you'll find me easy. You can't lose me. Go ahead, try. I dare you. You can't lose me, even if you want to. And it's a good thing that you don't. So stay with me, because we're about to go off to Bavaria in Germany right after this.
Stephanie Abrams travel shows are brought to you by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Get ready for another exciting season at Symphony Hall in Boston. Tickets are on sale at bso.org or by calling 888-266-1200.
I am delighted to have on the line with me Jens Huvalt, who is the general manager of Bavaria Tourism, based in Munich, Germany. It is a thrill to have you on the line. Have you burst into springtime yet?
Yes, of course. We have beautiful springtime right now.
It's a wonderful time of the year. I think we're coming into May, and I am convinced that when people say, what is the best time of the year to travel? If you're looking for the best weather all over the earth, no matter where you want to go. May is the month. May, the most beautiful weather in the world. Everywhere is beautiful in May. And it is spectacularly gorgeous in Bavaria, isn't it?
It's marvelous in Bavaria because we have a huge variety of different offers, and we have so good beer and wine and beautiful nature and culture. You have to come and see.
Oh, that's right. May is the time of the spring wine, isn't it?
Yes, right. Absolutely.
Yeah, I was in... where was I for the May wine one year? Well, it wasn't in Germany. It was actually in Austria, in Vienna. We went to the Beethovenhörige up on the mountainside in Grinzing, and they had May wine. Do you do May wine festivals in Bavaria?
We have wine festivals in Bavaria also, but indeed there are a little bit more in autumn than in spring. But if you're interested in wine, in Bavarian wine, you have to come to a region called Franconia. They have marvelous white wine. It's delicious.
Wow. Why? You say it's delicious. Is that because it's very fruity in flavor?
Yeah, it's a fruity in flavor, and it's very clear, and we have got different taste opportunities. It's and they have a very, very specialized form of the bottle. It's called the box bottle. Have you ever heard about the box bottle? The
no.
Bavarian Franconian box bottle?
No.
You have to Google it. It's a bottle which looks like nearly like a ball.
Like a what?
Like a ball, just like a ball.
Like a ball? It's round?
It's round, yes, definitely.
Well, you should get somebody in your office to go upload photos of it with your album of Bavaria at travelers411.com so my listeners can go and get a bird's eye view of this. If we wanted to get a running head start to whet our appetite in the true sense of wet. What brands would we be looking for these special fruity wines from Bavaria?
You have to go, as I said before, to Franconia. We have got in Franconia a lot of middle-aged villages and towns. Maybe you have heard about Bamberg, for example, or you've heard about Würzburg. For example, the Three Musketeers, the newest movie with Orlando Bloom, was produced in Würzburg in Bavaria. And that's really amazing there. And then you can taste the wine. And, of course, we have good beer and the famous sausages out of Franconia. And after that, you have to come to Upper Bavaria. You have to visit the fairy tale castle of our King Ludwig, of course, I think.
Not only have I been to Neuschwanstein Schloss, the castle, one of the many castles that were built by Ludwig, King Ludwig of Bavaria, also known as Mad Ludwig, or Ludwig the Mad, because he didn't marry, he didn't have children, he was spending all of the family's money, the money that would have been inherited by his relatives since there were no children, on building castles until the great mystery. So if you're a mystery lover, you're going to want to go visit Neuschwanstein. It's the castle that it seems to me, inspired Walt Disney's Magic Kingdom castle. You sometimes see it on the backs of magazines promoting cigarettes in the cigarette ads.
Absolutely. And I'm so happy that we had this Mad King and that he built these beautiful castles in
Bavaria,
because they are so important for our tourism industry. But what you said before, it was Neuschwanstein Castle which inspired Walt Disney for his fairy tale castle. And
yes,
just let me give a very, very short story. I had a press trip with an American journalist, and there was a lady out of, I think she came out of Washington, and she said, "Oh, look, it's so marvelous." She stand in front of Neuschwanstein Castle. "It's so marvelous. It's a perfect copy of Walt Disney Castle."
I'm
really sorry, ma'am, but it was us who inspired Walt Disney.
Well, of course, it was built in the 1800s. Walt Disney wasn't born until the 1900s. But you know, it's funny when you hear these things, because I have a kind of repeated philosophical phrase that one day will become part, I am sure, of modern normal speech, and people will wonder where did this sentence come from. So I'm here to tell you this is mine and it's original.
Yeah.
And my thought is creative people are just better at hiding their sources, because no matter where you go, if you travel enough, you will see things that clearly inspired somebody 100 years, 200 years, 500 years, 1,000 years later. And they never mention, I got this inspiration from this or that.
Absolutely. You cannot study the thing at university. You have to travel. Indeed. Oh,
that's very true. But you know, my husband and I went to Neuschwanstein-Schloss many decades ago. And, you know, learned the story about his tragic death. And for those of you who are into good mysteries, it really could be the inspiration of a few wonderful novels, because I think it was King Ludwig went out in a boat on that wonderful lake that is at the foot of the mountainside that Neuschwanstein Castle is built on. And people, you don't speak German, Schloss means castle. So when you hear Neuschwanstein Schloss, you're talking about Neuschwanstein Castle. And so I think there were three of them in the boat, but only two came back. And there is great conjecture that the family wanted to get rid of him before he spent all the money building castles. That castle, if you're into music, he was very much, King Ludwig, very much inspired by the German composers, particularly Wagner. And when you go through the castle, there are paintings and murals on walls. There's one room with gold faucets, because he found a way to have running water coming through the castle. Also, central heating coming from the ovens in the kitchen. So ahead of its time, just brilliant. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come back. I just want you, when you go to the castle, look for the swans from Leda and the Swans delivering the water into the sinks in the castle. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams talking about Bavaria. Don't leave me.
Amtrak's historic Great Dome Car starts service September 27th through November 2nd between New York's Albany Rensselaer train station and Montreal, Canada. Board the Adirondack between New York City's Penn Station to connect with the Dome Car in Albany. Experience the splendor of upstate New York's fall foliage with upper-level windows on all sides and skyward, providing panoramic views of tree colors, sweeping vistas of Lake Champlain and the Adirondack Mountains. Dome Car seats are unreserved and available on a first-come, first-served basis. Take advantage of the available 15% discount off regular full adult fares starting at $53 one way. And one child with a paid adult passenger receives a 50% discount. Reserve now at Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com to reserve your seat on Amtrak's historic Great Dome Car. Starting service September 27th through November 2nd between New York's Albany Rensselaer train station and Montreal, Canada. Save this date, November 8th at 5 p.m. at the Betsy Hotel in Miami Beach, South Beach, Florida, where you'll join Stephanie Abrams for a wine and cheese reception at the Betsy Writer's Room, hosted by hotel owner Jonathan Plutzik, for a Meet the Author chat. Stephanie will read an excerpt of her acclaimed novel, Rumors, do a book signing for those who show up with rumors in hand, or acquire rumors at the event. And if you have any travel inquiries, she'll be happy to answer your questions too. See you on November 8th at 5 p.m. at the Betsy Hotel, 1440 Ocean Drive, Miami Beach, with travel expert and author Stephanie Abrams for a wine and cheese reception at the Betsy Writer's Room. Email Stephanie. Let her know you'll be in attendance. Stephanie@sabrams.com. That's Stephanie@sabrams.com. Be there, or they'll start rumors about you.
If you missed open enrollment for Obamacare and are without health insurance, I have good news for you. Hello, this is Carrie Hall, America's healthcare advocate and the president of Benefits by Design. The federal government has reopened enrollment for Obamacare health insurance beginning March 15th, which means you can apply for health insurance with one of our licensed exchange certified agents who will walk you through the process to see if you qualify for a subsidy that could pay for all or part of your health insurance. And how much does is using one of our licensed agents cost you? Nothing. That's right, it costs you nothing, and we're there to help you 24/7 after you enroll. So don't miss this second chance. Call 913-385-2224. That's 913-385-2224, or online at americashealthcareadvocate.com. Once again, that phone number, 913-385-2224, or online at americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute, free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Biz Talk Radio.
Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
You know, so often I say to David Isby, my on-air travel companion, barefoot beachcombing senior producer, I wish you could listen in the commercial breaks when we're talking with our guests, because we get into such wonderful conversations. So where did this conversation take me with Jens Huvalt, who is the general manager of Bavarian Tourism, and he is in Munich, Germany, on the line with us today. We were just talking about Neuschwanstein, the castle that, if you know what the Walt Disney castle looks like, it is a perfect ripoff of Neuschwanstein. And when you, even the way the road ascends up in this twisty, serpentine, windy road that goes up and up and up, and Neuschwanstein sits at the top, overlooking a lake. And this is the lake where my husband and I, years ago, went out ourselves, and on a second occasion after children, took our children when they were about 6 and 10 years old to visit Neuschwanstein, because this was one of the places I felt if you are educating your children, you need to take them there so that when they go to Disney World, they say, oh, I went to the real thing. I saw the real one in Germany and know what it's really about inside and out. And it was on that little lake with the little pedal boat that I learned what the word Achtung, Wasserspiel meant, because there's a waterfalls there and you don't want to get close to it because you might go over the edge. But it's quite safe as long as you follow the signs and don't pedal over the edge of the waterfalls. But we had a wonderful time there and I can't wait to go back again. And I've been talking with Jens Huvalt about there's another castle. You get two for the price of one in terms of investment of your time. If you go, if you're looking up the mountainside, and you look to your left, you'll see Neuschwanstein at the top. You look to your right, you really have to look because it's buried in the trees. And the first time that we went to Neuschwanstein, I didn't know about Hohenschwangau. And this was the home of the family that King Ludwig, who built all these castles, this was their family home. And I remember, Jens, going into the dining room and on the big buffet, and the last time I was there was, oh my gosh, it's got to be 30 years ago. I think I've only been there twice. So I'm going to say it was 30 years ago. But this is the impression it made on me. In the dining room, there is a big, long piece of furniture, a buffet piece of furniture, a big credenza. And on it, there was like a big punch bowl and big mugs with, like, beer steins with the castles of places in Germany. It was gorgeous. The furnishings inside the castle were as wonderful as the castle was. So it wasn't like walking through an empty barren fortress. And it was, if you have both of them there, you have to, if you're going to do both in the same day, people, you must get an early start. Otherwise, you're only going to be able to do Neuschwanstein, and you'll have to come back the next morning to do Hohenschwangauen, which is right there. But if you go early enough, you can do both in the same day. So you started telling me some really interesting things about it, Jens. Why don't you share that with our audience?
Well, Hohenschwangau indeed is the older castle, and it was built several generations ago, and the mother of King Ludwig lived there later when her husband was already dead. But King Ludwig also built some more castles. For example, one of the most famous is based on a very, very small and picturesque island in Lake Chiemsee. It's called Herren Chiemsee, so maybe Gentleman's Chiemsee, Lake Chiemsee. And King Ludwig, you said before, he was maybe a little bit mad. Maybe he was just too modern for those times. I don't know. But he had the illusion to build a copy of this famous castle Versailles, which is based nearby Paris. So on this little island in this Bavarian lake, we have a wonderful castle, which looks like, which is really a lookalike of Castle Versailles nearby Paris. It's marvelous. So you have to visit not only Castle Neuschwanstein and Castle Hohenschwangau, you have to go, I think it's 2 hours away by car, to visit Lake Chiemsee and this beautiful castle on the small island there.
Well, now Neuschwanstein and Hohenschwangau are in the town of Füssen, and Füssen means feet in German. It's at the feet of the German and Austrian Alps. You're just on the other side of the mountains from Austria in the most southern part of Germany. And when you say it's 2 hours, is it 2 hours from Füssen or 2 hours from Munich? 2 hours from where?
No, it's around about 2 hours from Füssen to go to the other castles.
In what direction? It's either going to be
in eastern direction.
So toward Munich.
Towards Munich, then really towards Munich, and then a little bit south from Munich.
Okay, so very easy to get to. You know, one of the things I found when we were traveling on both occasions to Füssen, we stayed in Füssen.
Okay.
And I enjoy that because I like, you know, we had been to Munich, we stayed in Munich, and then we moved on to other places. Many people will base themselves in Munich and then do day trips. So go, because it's only, what, an hour or so to get from Munich to Füssen? It's not that far.
No, not really far. It's a very good idea to stay in Munich because it is our capital. Munich is the Bavarian capital. We have a huge variety of shopping possibility, of culture. We have beautiful architecture and, of course, beautiful hotels. And when you are based in Munich, you really have the chance to go each day in another direction to visit our marvelous Bavaria, our castles, our natures, our seas, our mountains. It's a very good idea to stay in Munich and then to go to the regions.
Now, how far is the drive, if you wanted to drive it, from Frankfurt to Munich?
From Frankfurt to Munich, it takes by car, I think, 3.5 hours. No, 3.5 hours, maybe 4 hours. But we also have got a very famous airport in Munich. It's the Munich airport, and we have direct flights from Munich into the States and from the States to Munich. So if you want to go to Munich, to Bavaria, you really can choose a flight connection to Munich.
Well, you know, it seems to me that we were in Frankfurt for, we had one extra day, and we rented a car and went to Würzburg. And I think it was about a 90-minute drive, maybe. It wasn't that far. And it was, of course, an Autobahn road, so we got there in about 12 minutes.
It's possible, yeah. It's possible. Würzburg is very, very, it's beautiful. You have to imagine that we have so middle-aged and old buildings, and some cities and some villages are really, they have got buildings which are several hundred years old. Of course, they are again and again renewed and renovated. Renovated?
Yes,
renewed,
that's the
I
word.
Think. And they are really marvelous. And that's a perfect mixture, the architecture, the culture, and the culinary things. It's fantastic. I really loved Würzburg.
I loved Würzburg. The Bishop's Castle?
Yeah.
Amazing. Stay with me. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams. We're talking about Bavaria. Don't leave me.
Young hearts never part. Drink, drink, drink. Let every true lover salute his sweetheart.
Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about
about what's in your water. Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Shows are brought to you by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Get ready for another exciting season at Symphony Hall in Boston. Tickets are on sale at bso.org or by calling 888-266-1200.
Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have on the line Jens Ruwald, who is the general manager of Bavaria Tourism. He's with us live from Munich, Germany, and it's a delight to talk with you. You know, I don't know a thing about this Versailles miniature or reproduction. It's not a miniature in the sense of, you know, you see something in a display case. This is a big castle that Mad Ludwig, King Ludwig of Bavaria, built in his craze to build many castles. I knew he built a lot of castles in Bavaria, and that's what his relatives were upset about, because he was spending the family fortune that they expected to inherit on making more castles. But I've only seen the Schwanstein. So this castle that he built, that's a reproduction of Versailles, is it the same size, or is it the same, just the same feeling but smaller?
Well, indeed, it's a real castle. You have, you can go in and you can could live there, and it's a perfect castle. It's just a little bit smaller of the original of Versailles nearby Paris, but it's a real castle. It's very, very big. It's impressive. Just
and
go
so
to
of
the
course,
web and it's called Castle Herrenchiemsee. It's marvelous.
Well, I have to, now you've inspired me. I need to go and see this. I absolutely need to go and see this.
Should I spell it?
Keenzy? Give us a heron. I got it. It's
castle,
called H-E-R-R-E-N.
And then it's H-E-R-R-E-N.
Yeah, I got that.
That's heron. And then it's C-H-I-E-M-S-E-E.
All right, I'm going to go check that out. On our next trip to Germany, we're going to spend more time in Bavaria and hopefully some other regions as well. But I've got to get over to see this place. I think right. That's fine. So is there a Great Hall of the Mirrors? Like, I must be. I mean, that's one of the big features of the Chateau of Versailles is the Great Hall of the Mirrors, where you walk down and it's all... You have the mirrors, the ancient mirrors at this point, they all have little crinkly lines in them.
Yeah,
yeah, very exciting.
And if you really focus on castles, you have to come to Munich again, because the biggest castle in a city in Europe we have in Munich. It's a residence, the Munich residence. So you have to come back, Stephanie. You have to come back. When?
What is this big castle? What is that one?
That's also castle of the family of the king.
What's it called?
Ludwig II, but it was not Ludwig II who built it. It was also, again, an ancient of him who built this castle, and this is the official castle of the Wittelsbacher. The family is called the Wittelsbacher, so as you call Abrams, they are called Wittelsbach. And so this is the real base of the power of the regents of the Bavarian kings. It's
wow.
The residence in Munich.
Wow, that's very exciting. I love castles.
Yeah, you have to come back.
Yeah, well, I keep looking for my portrait on the wall because I think I must be reincarnated from some aristocrat who lived there, because I have such an affinity, and there's like a magnetism between me and these ancient places. So I think, you know, one day I will see my painting on the wall. I've seen other people that I know. Honestly, there is a woman.
That's a way of magic.
There is a woman named Doris. I can't think of her last name. For years, she was a vice president at Rent-A-Rec, a franchise automobile company that rented cars that weren't brand new. And I found her portrait in La Sirenuse Hotel in Positano, Italy. And it was a painting of a woman from the 1800s, but that was Doris on the wall. So I'm waiting to find me. I haven't found me yet. So
maybe you in Bavaria.
I must be. You know, I really must be. And if you leave me for a couple of weeks in Germany, I will speak German fluently.
You're welcome.
Because I'm like a sponge, you know. Just drop me somewhere. I absorb everything. So talk to us about what else we should be seeing and doing in the next 3 to 6 months to put Bavaria in our travel plans and to extend our business trips so that we can take advantage of what Bavaria has to offer or plan our holidays.
Well, indeed, we have a very, very long-term tradition. You know our Lederhosen,
oh, yes.
I think, and our dirndl, for example. And during the spring and summer and the early autumn, we have got several festivals with these old traditions and with this music, which is typical for Bavaria. We have got festivals in the forest. We have festivals at the lakes. You can go to the mountains, of course. And as I said, mentioned before, we really have got a huge variety of cultures. So if you're interested in culture, you should maybe go for a ticket for the Wagner Festival in Bayreuth, for example, because Bayreuth, you said it before, Wagner, or the big sponsor of Richard Wagner was the Mad King, was Ludwig II, and he built this marvelous opera house in Bayreuth for Richard Wagner and his operas. It's fantastic. So you have huge varieties. If you're interested in Bavaria, just go to www.bavaria.com, and we have got very, very specialized offers for you for private affairs, for business affairs, as you like.
Oh, wow. Imagine having... I've been to private parties and travel industry parties in castles in Europe and other places in the world. It really adds a sense of occasion to whatever the event is. That's fairly amazing. But, you know, the Mad Ludwig's Neuschwanstein, the one that Walt Disney used as the inspiration for the Cinderella Magic Kingdom castle, it really is a tribute to Richard Wagner, because there are so many rooms. The ones that stand out in my mind are Leda and the Swan and Tristan and Isolde. And I haven't been in those castles in a whole lot of years. But, I mean, these are things that, you know, when you go into these rooms, they have such amazing impact. Plus, he was such a visionary to create in the 1800s. Castles were known for being damp and cold, and to create central heating with a chimney in each, well, they called it a chimney, it's really a fireplace in each room that was force-fed with hot air from the ovens and the stoves in the kitchen of the castle, to have running water coming through. He was so advanced in everything he did, but then when you come through and you see the artwork reminiscent of the operas of Wagner, it's one big giant-sized wow.
Yeah.
Amazing place.
It's absolutely amazing. Do you know that King Ludwig planned another castle?
But is that the one that didn't get done because they killed him?
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Okay, where is that? Is it?
It's again nearby Neuschwanstein. You can see from the point where the latest castle he planned, and then you can have a look, have a beautiful view through the Alps to and the forest through Castle Neuschwanstein. And we know today that he planned this castle as his as a mausoleum for himself.
Oh wow!
So not only
it's
just a beautiful castle. It's also a fairy tale castle.
What's it called?
It's Burg Falkenstein.
Oh, good.
Falkenstein, and it's quite amazing.
You know,
he was mad, but he has
I don't know.
Beautiful
I think,
visions for
I,
the area.
I think he was just into great architecture, and if he didn't have a family that was hot for his money, you know, he would have lived to finish that other castle. And this castle that he had planned as a mausoleum, apparently didn't get used because I don't think they ever recovered his body, did they? I mean, in theory, his body went to the bottom of the lake.
Yeah.
Oh, the poor thing.
But you have to, I think he was he was ahead of the times. You have to know he was a really good swimmer normally. So it's a little bit
it's hard
amazing
to swim.
That he was a good swimmer.
It's hard to swim when somebody's bashed you in the head with an oar.
It's amazing. So it was a murder, yeah.
Yeah. It's, you know, and what a sad story. And had he been of the marrying kind and had children, this more than likely wouldn't have happened, but because it was the jealous relatives who were very upset he was spending their inheritance.
Maybe.
I don't know. But, you know, I'm a conspiracy theorist anyway, so yeah. I can make a murder mystery out of just about anything.
It's part of the mystery.
Now, you mentioned festivals, and, you know, there are all kinds of festivals. They take place all over the world. They take place all over Germany. But when you mention festivals in the forest, do you know the book Where the Wild Things Are by Maurice Sendak? It's a children's book.
A children's book?
Yeah, a book written for children. They made an animated film. Was
a book, you mean a book written for children, a fairy tale book or something like that?
Yeah, exactly. Don't go away. This is Stephanie Abrams. Don't leave me. Talking about Bavaria. Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Don't miss the beauty of Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings and enjoy the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. Advance reservations are required, and in addition, up to two children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Experience being in Amtrak's New York state of mind. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. For details, visit Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center. where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Biz Talk Radio.
Portions of today's show brought to you by Rumors, Stephanie Abrams' novel of secrets, lies, and conspiracies that ensnare the lives of ordinary people in a tightening web that all starts with rumors. Available at Amazon.com in print and Kindle formats and BarnesandNoble.com. Rumors by Stephanie Abrams, the perfect leisure time companion.
High on a hill was a lonely goat herd.
Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm delighted to have Jens Huvald with us, the general manager of Bavaria Tourism based in Munich, joining us tonight. And he mentioned earlier that there are all kinds of festivals and events, and one of them is a festival in the forest. And when I think of a festival in the forest, I think of the little boy Max, who was very naughty and was a wild thing and was sent to bed by his mother to contemplate behaving better, but instead his great imagination took him out into the forest that grew in his room, and he and the other wild things rampaged around the forest in his room. And I guess that's not the kind of forest festival you got going on there in Bavaria, huh?
I do not think so. I'm so sorry.
Well, listen, but you know, you mentioned to me when we spoke about this in the commercial break that this book is well known in Germany. I'm not surprised. I'm sure it's translated into 100 languages or more. And what is this book called in German? Do you know?
In German, we call it Wo die wilden Kerle wohnen.
Where the
wild guys are living.
Uh-huh.
You could translate.
So in your forest festival, any wild guys living there?
Oh, maybe we have got wild guys, but we have not, especially these characters from Maurice Sendak. I'm really sorry for that.
Could be an interesting thing to do. Let's talk about, you know, I actually had him autograph a book for my son years ago, and my son's name is Drew, and Maurice Sendak wrote in the front of the book, "To Drew, boo." Maurice Sendak.
Okay.
But you know, maybe we bring this book with us and come to the Forest Festival. Do you only have one Forest Festival, or are there
no,
many?
No, we have a lot of Forest Festivals.
So what time of year do they take place?
Where they take place?
What time of year do they take place?
They take place from June to June to mid of September, end of September.
Okay, so the weather is wonderful then.
And also the festivals at the border of the lakes, which are also very, very impressive.
And where do some of these festivals take place?
In Upper Bavaria, we have got a lot of festivals in the summer, at Lake Tegernsee, for example. So Upper Bavaria is a region south from Munich. We call it Upper Bavaria, and there we have got a lot of these festivals in the forest or at the border of the lakes. And of course, we have got in winter also some festivals. And I think about Maurice Sendak. We haven't got these characters in Bavaria. I'm so very sorry for that. But we have got, especially in eastern Bavaria, which is the region between Passau, a city called Passau, and a city called Regensburg. Regensburg is UNESCO World Heritage, by the way. And there we have got some traditions playing between Christmas and the 6th of January. We call it the Rauhnächte, which is a part of the year, and the tradition says that in these times, there is the frontier between heaven and earth are open.
Oh, well.
And so there we have got some very, very curious characters, and I had to think about those characters when I saw the pictures of Sendak the first time.
Well, now, what actually goes on at these forest festivals?
You have to drink beer, you have to dance, you have to meet girls, or if you're a girl, you have to meet boys, and you have to have fun just the way it is, and you have to show your Tracht, your Lederhosen, your Dirndl. It's a little bit of, you know, the world-famous Oktoberfest.
Ah, super.
It's a little bit of a very, very fine way of the Oktoberfest in the region, in the forest, or at the lake of our beautiful seas.
You know, I have to go and find a photo of me in my dirndl dress. I had a green dirndl dress that had little white, like I said, were edelweiss, some little white flowers and little black flowers that were embroidered all around the hem and around the neckline, and it had a pink apron and a little white blouse underneath, and I had it for decades, and somewhere in one of our moves it managed to disappear. So I guess it's time to get another one. You know, it's funny because every now and then I would wear it on a Sunday or Saturday, whatever, we'd go out for dinner, and I would wear this dress in America, and people would come up to me in restaurants thinking I was the barmaid. It's good. I've always had a very strong ego and wasn't offended by such things. But
and you bought it in Bavaria originally?
Actually, I bought it in Austria. I bought it in Vienna.
Austria.
Somebody sent me to a shop where you could buy Lederhosen and you could buy dirndl dresses, and it was on the second floor of an office building. So this is where the local people went to buy. Because we had just come from Germany, and everywhere I saw them, they were quite expensive. And when we got to Vienna, we caught up with a man I had met on the flight going over to, we flew into Germany, we flew into Frankfurt, got a car, and started traveling south. And I met this fellow, and he said, when you get to Vienna, contact me, and I'll take you. He's the one who took us to Grinzing, to the Beethovenhörige,
yeah,
and the May wine. And he's the one that gave me, he said, you go to this place, this is where the local people go, and the prices are a third of everywhere else. So that's where I went and shopped and bought it. It was good.
But if you come back to Bavaria for the next time, we have got the possibility to make your own dirndl here, your handmade dirndl.
Oh, would I love that.
We have got some ladies giving special lessons to make your own dirndl. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. Project Stephanie. I love it. I have my own Project Runway. This would be fabulous. I would love that. Oh,
okay.
I would love that. I would love to be able, because there are many that are so beautiful, but it's always special to be able to pick out your own fabrics and, you know, make your own design decisions. Oh, I'd love to do that. Well, here's the promise you have to make me. On the ne- we have to plan my next trip to Bavaria. When you will be around, Jens, and you will take me by my hot little hand to all the places that I will otherwise miss and show me all the things that I need to know that in all my trips to Bavaria we've somehow managed to miss.
Just give me the date.
That's what I'm going to do as soon as we get off the air. The calendar is going to come out because I am hot to trot. I want to thank you so much for joining us today, although there's one thing you have to know in advance.
Thank you very much.
Oh, it's been a pleasure, and I'm delighted to talk with you. But there's one thing. My husband will make up for me in the beer drinking department. What I don't drink, because my drink is 1986, not fine wine, but Diet Coke. So I'm really very boring. Can you imagine if I drank? I'd really be a wild woman. I want to thank you again for joining us. I want all of you to stay with us. We're flying high.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.